branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the Internet Show, all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
And hola, mis amigos, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, El Corazón de Tejas. It's the Internet Show about small business marketing with a little Spanish lesson thrown in there at no extra charge. This is the show where we find the brightest minds in marketing and we pick their brains to get smarter at marketing. It's just part of my diabolical plan to get free marketing advice from the top industry gurus. And today we tackle mobile marketing. But first, the vitals. My website is themarketingspot.com. My blog, themarketingspotblog.com. The podcast can also be found on iTunes. Search for Power to the Small Business to subscribe. Keep in mind, I do have an audio comment line if you feel so moved by something in this episode, or if you have a general marketing question you'd like for me to tackle, even suggest a future guest or topic. That number is area code 254-433-8529. That's 254-433-8529. So mobile marketing is very advanced in other parts of the world, especially Asia, but North America and even the UK, not so much. But there is a growing feeling that mobile marketing may finally be moving into a widely available marketing tool. And I'm encouraged by what it might be able to do for small businesses in the next couple of years. So the guest today is Gary Schwartz. He is president and CEO of Impact Mobile out of Toronto. He's also chair of the U.S. Interactive Advertising Bureau Mobile Committee. He's also an organizing force behind an event that I'll be attending on April 28th in Chicago called Mobile University 101. And I am recommending it to entrepreneurs. In fact, I'm going myself because I think it will give a good foundational understanding of mobile marketing. Plus, it's inexpensive, just $99. Most places in the U.S. have affordable airfare to Chicago. Full disclosure, I am being given free admission to Mobile University 101, although I am paying my own travel expenses. So, is it possible for you, the local entrepreneur, to use mobile marketing? Is it accessible yet? Let's dive in and find out, and if so, how, with Gary Schwartz. And we go to the Skype line, where with us is Gary Schwartz. He is president and CEO of Impact Mobile, which is based in Toronto, and he's also chair of the U.S. Interactive Advertising Bureau Mobile Committee, and he heads up the M-Commerce for the Mobile Entertainment Forum. Wow, Gary, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm busy.
International, too. Sounds like you're everywhere. Toronto, the U.S. and
yeah, well, we've been doing it for 8 years, which from a mobile perspective is sort of the dawn of time. 8 years ago is when all the carriers sort of got together and decided to play nicely, and then brands obviously came into that channel and tried to reach the end subscriber, which was the consumer, and it all started there. So we've been at the forefront of trying to create standards and really drive the industry from a revenue perspective.
For the last several years, I guess, or for the last two or three at least, every year at the beginning of the year, somebody says, well, this is going to be the year of mobile, you know, the year of mobile marketing. Is it the year of mobile marketing? Is mobile marketing starting to come into this widely used channel now where people are going to start using it regularly?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think anybody in the call would sort of agree that the things that you should be doing in your mobile strategy were the things that you should have probably started last year. You know, the question is from, you know, from the listener's perspective, where are they in the value chain and what should they be doing to engage the mobile consumer? I don't think there's any question in anybody's mind that the mobile consumer is a valuable consumer to reach. The question is how much budget do you have and what are your business objectives? And then based on that, there are a plethora of solutions in the marketplace which you can embrace and use effectively.
So let's clear this up then, Gary, right now. Who can use mobile for marketing? I mean, is it just the game where the big boys play? Can local small businesses use it too, medium-sized? Who can play in the mobile game?
Mobile is a big word, and almost a very confusing word because there's so many different places that you can jump in. I think that if you want to think of mobile, you need to think of a crawl, walk, run strategy. I would say even for the largest company, I always recommend you start at a crawl. So whether it be local, national, the first place to think of when you think of mobile is engaging with the mobile consumer. In order to engage with the mobile consumer, you don't want to have to spend the time to re-engage with them later. It's a headache enough to engage them once. So what you want to do is to have a two-way relationship with them. So in order to have a two-way relationship with them, you really have to think of SMS as your primary call strategy. SMS is on everybody's phone. You don't have to worry about smart versus feature. Everybody uses SMS, and it's a ubiquitous channel in North America. So what you really want to do is say, how do I get into the game, and how do I start building a relationship with my consumers? To do that, you need to get them to talk to you over the SMS channel and get them opted in to an onward going relationship where you can send them deals, send them offers, drive them to points of ROI, depending on what your company does.
So what I hear you saying here is basically any size business that engages their consumers can take advantage of using mobile for marketing. And also to clear up, SMS for the layman, for the neophyte.
It's text messaging.
Text messaging.
Basically, you text somebody to say, I'm late for dinner. That's the same message that can engage you as a brand. So what happens in North America is the carriers, the AT&Ts and Verizons in the world, have these things called short codes. You've probably seen them all around the place. You text a message to a short code, and you can then reach a service or a brand. So then by advertising that, a consumer can basically use their phone as a mobile mouse, click on that, send a text message to a short code that's 5 or 6 digit number, and bam, they're getting something back instantly. That could be an instant coupon. It could be an opt-in to onward going alerts that drive you to a local a business for a free coffee, some sort of free service, a reminder to get your oil checked. Whatever the case is, it's that 100% open rate channel. If they opt in to you, they can always opt out through the same channel. It's absolutely 100% permission-based channel. And now you basically have a way of talking to them which doesn't bother them. It's hey, I wanted this reminder. Thank you very much. I'll either act on it or I won't. So very effective.
Let's break it down step by step then for the business owner or the local entrepreneur who says, okay, let's get started. So you mentioned SMS and the short code. What's step number one for me to do that? How do I get a short code, and then how do I start using it?
So you have to go to somebody who manages short code. So Impact Mobile, my company, is one company that does that in the U.S. market, but there are a whole slew of companies that will help you manage that process. You can either get your own short code, but in this crawl, walk, run strategy, you may just want to go to somebody like an Impact Mobile who can actually use a shared short code. So you don't even have to pay for the cost of the channel. And then all you do is you pay for the messaging that goes over that pipe. You need to have a call to action in the market that's unique. So text deal to 10-10-10, and that keyword deal is attributed to your business. When somebody texts that, they get back your offer, the conversation is specific to you. And you can leverage that channel as the first part of the relationship. Then you can ask them to opt in to onward going alerts, onward going the conversation with you as a brand, and then you can go to the next level, which is I can put a link into that message so that text message that comes to you can have a link where the consumer can click on that link and they can open up their browser on the phone, and that could be the next step in your relationship. So now the text relationship now opens up into a more colorful, web, mobile web relationship.
So like a local business, just giving the example that you did, the first step would say, okay, I'm going to use a company like Impact Mobile or one of the others, and I'm just going to use one short code for one promotion, and maybe publicize it on my website or in store with the sign or something like that, like a dry cleaner says, okay, get 10% off your next dry cleaning. Let's just use a coupon code. So then you text coupon to whatever the short code is. Now, when that happens, are you able to collect those phone numbers from people who participate in that promotion and then save them?
Well, so when somebody texts you, that's what we call that allows you to talk back to them and say, hey, here's an offer for your next dry cleaning visit. Here's 20% off, show this or quote this code or whatever the redemption vehicle is. But you won't be able to talk to that consumer on an onward going basis until they explicitly reply that they want onward going deals. So this is an opt-in channel. It's a very private channel. When that message comes to the consumer, there may be a message underneath to say, hey, here's 20% off. Reply, VIP now to join, the Laundry VIP Club, and we're going to send you onward going offers. You're using a channel to talk to somebody. The beauty is that when that person talks to you, you now know their phone number. If they give you the opt-in, you can talk back to that phone number. And so you can have a one-to-one dialogue and drive business. For local perspective, it's golden because I'm not spending a lot of money on acquisition, and I'm driving targeted business back to my loyalists. A local business can't afford to be on a billboard and talk, upon push media to the masses. They need to be targeted and they need to be personal. And that's what SMS does.
Well, that's a great first step, though, Gary, is getting people involved through this SMS. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover on mobile and a short time to do it because there's just so many questions out there about mobile, including this mobile commerce that people could keep hearing about. I envision it as something, you're able to pay for stuff through your phone or buy stuff on your phone. What is mobile commerce and how important do you think it's going to become, both, on a big scale and also on a local scale?
It is huge. From a local perspective, if I want to do something which triggers a payment on my phone, there are certain challenges to that. If I had an online relationship with the customer already, so I'm a local business and I have an online relationship and I store their credit information online, then I can tether the phone number to that billing information. So, in other words, online, I can say, hey, would you like me to send you offers that you can trigger a buy response from your phone? If I have an online relationship with the customer, I can then get them to act on certain things in a just-in-time manner. I could send them a deal where they reply to buy, and I bill in a PCI-compliant fashion to their online credit. So that's the kind of stuff that out of the gate you can start doing and use the phone as basically a trigger point, like submit on the web for deals. And that really taps into that whole VIP channel I talked about. You're using SMS as a way of engaging and you're using SMS as a way of triggering a payment. A mobile consumer is on the run. Think of it as snack food. So online is your main course and mobile is your snack food. I'm running around. There's something that I need to access. I access it. Gee, I really need that. And I can, in an impulse fashion, respond and buy it. So if you're gonna do things on the phone, you have to make sure that the kind of stuff that you're selling is just in time, I gotta have it now kind of content.
So it would work good for local restaurants who maybe you have a relationship with, say, your local Chinese restaurant, you order from there all the time.
Right.
They have your billing information stored, you just text them or...
Exactly. If you can store some sort of profile where it's literally, I want, I have three things that I buy, and QSRs or quick service restaurants do this now. Three things I buy, it's associated with Gary. Gary literally on his phone will reply to the short code 1, Gary 1, and that triggers Gary 1. We know his billing information, we know his delivery information, we know his preferences, and bam, pizza gets sent out to my home. There's that kind of relationship that you can build.
Let's talk about advertising now. advertising and mobile. I've seen on one of your blog posts about mobile and traditional media being able to work together. How can you get traditional media and this new mobile marketing to work together?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's really where mobile excels. You want to think of mobile as a way of making your traditional media work harder. So right now, it doesn't work very hard. You buy all this stuff on TV, radio, billboard, newspaper, and it sits there. And you hope that you get a number of impressions because people are looking at it, reading it, and that's the traditional advertising model. What mobile does to make that more effective is it creates a two-way channel with that passive media. So you remember I called the mobile phone a mobile mouse? Mm-hmm. If you think of the phone as a mobile mouse, you really can understand how it can wake up and trigger traditional media. So if I put on a billboard a call to action, I couldn't do anything but say, hey, go to our website when you have time, and it's going to be very low conversion to that because people will forget. If I can say, hey, jump into my website by going to mywebsite.com on the phone, bam, that's one way. Another way is, again, through SMS. Text WIN to 101010 and jump into an SMS relationship. Suddenly, I have a two-way relationship with a piece of paper that's sitting on a highway, or a two-way relationship with a newspaper or something that wasn't interactive before and is interactive now. So that's where traditional media really can be reinvented.
Wow, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in mobile. There's a lot of stuff going on right now already, Gary. What about coming trends in mobile? What should we look for? You know, not that we've got a grasp on everything that's here now, but as we look into the future, what should we be looking for mobile?
Well, gee, there's so much coming down the pipe in mobile, and I caution you, I'll tell you about this stuff, but it's really cerebral. It's not something you need to act on as a business person, because your business now isn't necessarily mobile, and when it comes down the pipe and it has an install base, you should leverage it. But until it's there, I'm not going to recommend you doing anything in that area. Apps that you see on the phone are going to disappear. The app economy is an interim solution. I don't know if you remember with the mobile web, you used to have widgets on the mobile web. When you used to have widgets on the online desktop, because you know the online web was so slow and the browser was really in its infancy. Those disappeared when the browser became dominant piece of your online real estate, and the connection speeds got faster. The mobile web's the same. Mobile web right now is infancy. The browsers are pitiful. The connection speeds are very slow. As soon as they speed up, and you have the introduction of HTML5, which basically allows for persistent caching of data, you have just tons of stuff from location-based service plugins to rich media plugins in HTML5. When those things become the standard, then you don't need the apps, because the apps are a way of caching rich interaction in a download. It allows for location-based interfaces and things like that, so you can do rich functionality, find me, tell me where the closest restaurant is. That stuff will disappear, and it will go through the browser, which makes sense. You don't want to have all these different places to go to find stuff. You want to have one. So that's the future. In the interim, you have all these sort of, not very elegant, but they are what they are kind of solutions for the phone. And so the smartphone really isn't so smart. But it's smarter. It's smarter than it was.
So don't rush out and spend a whole lot of money on an app right now, because maybe in a couple of years, apps just won't be that big.
Well, the bottom line is you're going to waste your money, because it costs you a huge amount to develop apps on each of the different platforms, Android and iPhone and BlackBerry. And you just, if you're a small, if you're a smaller business, the chances of you reaching your consumer and getting them to download your app and use it on a daily basis is next to nil. Nielsen says that the average smartphone consumer uses 5 apps on their desktop on a daily basis. The rest of the apps become wallpaper. So if it doesn't matter how many apps people download, they're going to use approximately 5 to 6. It's going to be weather, news, and sports. It's going to be one game. It's going to be probably your grocery store, but probably a Safeway or Kroger's kind of thing. It's going to be your bank. After that, the chances of you getting mindshare with your customer on an app is almost zip. So I would focus again on SMS and mobile web right now. And the beauty of that is it's just going to grow.
Wow. We've covered just a thumbnail of mobile stuff, but there's an event coming up that I recommend. And Gary, you're going to be at it, and you're kind of heading this thing up. I think it's that Mobile University 101. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
So yes, the Mobile University 101 is a great resource for people who want to get their strategy in place. And we're going to be speaking to people from the agency world, from the brand world, from anybody who has content and needs to reach the mobile consumer. And so it's going to be a full day with huge resources that people can tap into. I'll be speaking there, but there can be people who are top of the game in every sphere of mobile that will be speaking in various sessions, and I really encourage anybody who has an interest in mobile to come out. It's going to be an iterative process. You'll be able to ask lots of questions and get a lot out of it, and it's incredibly affordable. So please come on down, and look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, and it's very accessible. I mean, it's in Chicago, which is easy to travel to. It's on April 28th, and I think you guys aren't charging that much to attend, right? Like $100 or something like that.
No, it's very affordable. Very affordable.
There's really no reason why, you know, if you're looking to get more educated on mobile, so Mobile University 101, I think, would be a good option for you.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Well, Gary, we appreciate all the information you gave us today. If people want to find you on the web, access your blog and stuff like that, where can they go?
My company website is impactmobile.com. I would encourage people to actually email me directly at gary@impactmobile.com, and I'll point you to the various places that you should go. There are a few LinkedIn groups on the e-commerce side and the advertising side that I could point you to, as well as my blog. So gary@impactmobile.com is a good first step.
All right, cool. And I'll post that link on the show notes for this episode. That's Gary Schwartz, President and CEO of Impact Mobile. He'll also be at Mobile University 101. Hey, Gary, thanks for all the information you've given us today.
You're very welcome.
You know, Gary makes it sound almost easy to get started with a simple mobile text campaign. And that might be the first step, or the first crawl, as Gary puts it, into a mobile marketing campaign. So show notes, including all links from today's show, can be found on the blog at themarketingspotblog.com. That's where you can also leave a written comment, but I also encourage you to leave an audio comment or question. Again, my audio comment line is area code 254-433-8529. That's 254-433-8529. Overseas, add the +1 for the international call. I'm hitting the road in March. A reminder, I'll be at Optimization Summits in Dallas on March 23rd, presenting 4 separate sessions on building an awesome brand. Lots of other great speakers there also for the 2-day event. Social media, websites, some of the top small business marketing experts in the country. Hope to see you there. Remember to use the discount code TheMarketingGuy for a big reduction in registration fees. I think it's like $304 if you use TheMarketingGuy. No spaces. The website is OptimizationSummits.com, OptimizationSummits.com. Also, make plans to join me at the Small Biz Social Media Summit in Hutchinson, Kansas. That's June 4th and 5th. That's going to be a cool event. Several speakers and teachers I highly respect. The event is only $200. It's in Hutchinson, Kansas. That's about an hour's drive from Wichita, Kansas. The website is SmallBizSocialMediaSummit.com. SmallBizSocialMediaSummit.com. So great events created for entrepreneurs, for small businesses, and affordable too. Well, that's it for episode number 51, Mobile Marketing. Hasta luego y vaya con Dios. My name is Jay Arrett. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another installment of the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
And Special thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of the Big Success Podcast for creating the opening and closing voiceovers of Power to the Small Business. You can find Mary Lynn at the Big Success Show, BIGGSuccess.com.